afternoon. Welcome to another Sunday's programming of Wellness Half Hour. We start with gratitude, appreciating that we have the privilege here at Inspiration FM to come before you. We start with gratitude that you're tuned in through your radios, be it on your phone, at home, in the car, or you're listening online. We're grateful that you're receptive to some of the thoughts and ideas that we share in the wellness space. We impart that wellness is a perspective on our health that gives reverence to the source of our being. What does that mean? Where do we start? We start with wellness. Our Father in heaven gifts all his children. Wellness is our gift. Hence, when we drift away from wellness or illness shows up, we pause and ask ourselves, what am I doing to distance myself from my gift of wellness? Thus, we impart there are five pillars to wellness. And these five pillars that could uphold your wellness could also easily be the roots of illness. Spirituality, mindset, nutrition, lifestyle, and environment. This week, on one of the WhatsApp groups, someone posted, and it said, and in fact, I will read it exactly as it was posted. It said, Netflix's biggest competitor is sleep. S-L-E-E-P. Pharmaceutical biggest competitor is exercise. Pharmaceutical's biggest competitor is exercise. And he mentions this other brand, I wouldn't mention the name, just know it ends with C-O-L-A. It's a soft drink. Biggest competitor is water. The soft drink's biggest competitor is water. And he goes on to say, sleep, exercise, and water are the building blocks to a healthier body. They are all free. Just some food for thought. And so I replied to the person who posted that, and I'll read my exact reply. I said, truly, what keeps us well and are provided by God. And they're provided by God. And guess, they're all free. Sleep, exercise, water, air, laughter, sunshine, gratitude, and forgiveness. Is there a cost to sleep? If there is, please let us know. Is there a cost to exercise? We have two legs. Simple walking. If there's a cost to it, let us know. Water. It abounds everywhere. From the skies, from the waterways, from the underground. Well, maybe a cost to that one. Air. Simply breathing, especially deep breathing. Is there a cost to that? Laughter. Is there a cost to laughter? Sunshine! Sunshine. Is there a cost to it? Gratitude. Being grateful, being thankful, being appreciative. Does it cost you money? And forgiveness. Is there a cost to being a forgiving person? We'll open the lines right from the get-go to hear your comments on these things that provided for us in abundance by our Father in heaven, which we believe are free. 0700-923-923-923. 0700-923-923-923. The things He has given us for health and wellness at no cost. Are they really for free? Or is there a hidden cost to them? 0700-923-923-923. Good afternoon, Wellness Half Hour. Neiman, where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, madam. Neiman, where are you calling from? All of this month, we've been talking about... Well, if you want to also message on WhatsApp or Telegram, that number is 0817-313-6193. 0817-313-6193. On these things that are free, that keep us well and healthy. This week also, there was a discussion about the economics of diabetes. We know the month of November, Diabetes Awareness Month. And a lot of programs were held in different parts, looking at diabetes from different perspectives. Good afternoon, Wellness Half Hour. Neiman, where are you calling from? Hello, good afternoon. And we'll look at diabetes from several perspectives. Causes, symptoms, treatments, management. And I got into a discussion about the economics of diabetes. What does it cost to prevent diabetes versus what it costs to treat diabetes? I went to visit a gentleman, an elderly gentleman. Okay. Wellness Half Hour. Good afternoon. Neiman, where are you calling from?
Good afternoon. Tom is calling from Ilasa.
Promise from Ilasa. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
This water you say that is free. I don't think water is free. The water we have everywhere now, they are all polluted water. Before you can get potable water, you just have to pay for it. So I don't know how you said water is free, especially in Nigeria today. That is my contribution. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I knew somebody will come up with that. From Ilasa, yes, today we have to buy water. The water we're buying, is it really clean? Number one. But let's dial back in time. I recall going to visit my grandmother in Edo State many times growing up. And she always had this big clay pot in her room, in the corner of her room, from which she drank her water. And that water came from the stream. The only cost was they had staff who would go to the stream, fetch the water in buckets, and come and pour it into this container. When we brought our water from the city, she wasn't interested in drinking that water. She only wanted water from the stream. There is a production facility that does a lot of herbal products. I went to do an inspection many years ago, and I asked for their source of water, and they took me about maybe a kilometer to a freshwater stream. You could see the water pouring out of the rock. And they simply had a pipe there in the stream to collect the water and pump it uphill. Okay, there was some cost of pumping the water uphill. Many years ago, I was privileged to travel to Jamaica. And I took went on a raft down the Rio Grande. And at several points along the journey, you would stop and see water just pouring out of the rock. The raftsman on one of the spring points stopped, got a bamboo cup. He cut it out of bamboo, fresh. Poured water, allowed the water to collect into it, and had us drink it. What am I saying? God has given it to us for free. You are correct. We have done what to it? We have polluted it. Again, I recall growing up here in Lagos in the 70s. Five Cowrie Creek was literally I mean, spotless. You could look into the water and see fish in the water. That's how clean that creek was. That creek comes from sources down towards the Ekpe end, springs. Some of them go into Ogun State and beyond. And as it comes through, it's clean until we step into it and start to pollute it. Today, Five Cowrie Creek, it's a shame to look into it. You find everything from plastic cups to plastic to sachet water to even, I mean, feminine hygiene products. You find baby's diapers. You find all kinds of stuff inside the... So who has done that? It wasn't God. Everything for our health and wellness, God gave us for free. We're the ones in our earthly wisdom or unwisdom that have done the pollution to it and now caused us to have to get it from some other source at a cost. Now, having said that, there's still people who get water almost for free. They pump it out of the ground and they build their own simple filtration systems. And they get natural alkaline taste, alkaline measuring clean water without having to buy water from any other source or bring in chemicals. No, they use natural things to filter the water to get clean water. There are some folks who are doing it here in Lagos, and if you want to learn it at the highest level, there's a place you go to in Edo State or you go to Cotonou where they do this and they teach folks how to do it. Build your own waterworks using earthen materials, or you just pump the water out of the ground and these systems filter it, and the quality that comes out matches up to WHO standard. So water can still be just about free if you know how to use Mother Nature, earth, sand, charcoal, and other things she has given to us. I hope I've addressed the question for my colleague, my friend in Ilasa. All right, next question. 0700-923-923-923 or via WhatsApp 0817-313-6193. We're about to go into the talk about the economics of diabetes. Wellness Half Hour, good afternoon. Name and where you're calling from.
Good afternoon, Dr. Ejewe.
Wow, the way you have said it, somebody that's familiar with me.
It's a pleasure being with you every Sunday. Looking forward to this program every Sunday.
Thank you. Please dial down your radio, please.
I'm waiting for me, Jim. There you go. On the fitness of water, I think I agree that water is free, actually. Rain water, rain falls everywhere, and if you can get your pocket in there, it's as clean as ever. And my well here in Ijemu is drinkable. I don't buy bottled water. Good afternoon.
I appreciate this information you have just shared. Water comes from the sky everywhere. It's abundant. And for the most part, we haven't yet polluted the skies enough to contaminate the water. It's fairly free. And he has a well where he gets water that is fairly clean. Certainly, if you're near the waterways, it may not be as clean as unless you go deeper and deeper. But further inland, i.e. in Idimu and even up towards Ogun State side, you can get wells that give you fairly good quality water. You just pay for the digging of the well and maybe well maintenance. So yes, God has given us the things we need for our health and wellness. And for the most part, they are free. We talked about sleep, exercise activities, water, air, laughter, sunshine, gratitude, and forgiveness. 0700-923-923-923. Diabetes month. So we talked about different aspects of diabetes, and let's touch on one or two areas of the economics of diabetes. The cost of the medications, the cost of treatment with insulin and other modalities are significant. Whereas the cost of prevention really isn't that high. As you heard last week, our expert nutrition consultant was here with us. Many of us are born without diabetes. Even those who are born into families where parents may have diabetes, you don't have to switch on those genes. You can keep them dormant and quiet through lifestyle and nutrition. I was telling a story of a gentleman I saw recently, older gentleman, who's having health issues that have also affected his eyes. And looking at the history, lot of what he's been eating over the years have culminated into this state of chronic deficiency and toxicities. And when I recommended certain things he needs to eat, he said, well, he can't afford those. He eats what the poor man eats, which is what? The rice and bread. Those two things daily is a sure signature towards diabetes. Now, one may ask, well, what else can they consume that are similarly very inexpensive? Was bread always inexpensive? Not always. At one point, it was seen as food for the elite, the rich folks who followed the white man's ways. Today, it's like the most cheapest thing. Most of our bread is still imported. Well, the raw material, the wheat, is still imported. And the climes where it is produced, they are heavy, heavy subsidies. And farmers are encouraged to overfarm it because of the subsidy attractions. And so the excess is, of course, exported, and we purchase it at that lower price. So it's very cheap, readily available, baked everywhere, and we eat it. I repeat, you consume bread and white rice, that imported white rice every day, signature for health issues down the line, including diabetes. In a society, not only here in Nigeria, even in the US, where they have rising rates of health issues, including diabetes, especially among children, what are they consuming the most? It's about three or four things. Wheat, sugar, milk, and then I guess you could throw in some potatoes there. But those three ones, those three items, again, heavily subsidized. The sugar industry, the wheat industry, the dairy industry, heavily subsidized to make them so cheap. I gave a talk on Friday to a Grandparents' Day program at a school here in Lagos. There were about maybe 100 grandparents in the audience. And I made a comment that once upon a time, food was medicine. Today, it's been separated. So today you buy the food that now causes you to go and buy the medicine. I repeat, if you didn't get that, once upon a time, food was medicine. Simple example. When my grandmother was around, when you visited her, what did she feed you? Fresh vegetables. I mean, fresh bitter leaf. I mean, alumoko. She gave you fresh meat, fresh nutrients. The ogbono was fresh. The egusi was fresh. We call it ohele. The egusi was fresh. You name it. So even if you wanted salad, and it was cucumber or cabbage or lettuce or some spinach, it was, for the most part, organic and fresh. I've told you all several times, I saw my great-grandmother. She was over age 100, still sweeping and trying to go to the market. Originally, food and medicine were one. Today, that's been separated. And so we now buy the food that causes us to now do what? Need the medicine. We're paying for two instead of paying for one. So in the economics of diabetes, you now enjoy the food for many years that causes you to now be sick for many years, as opposed to bringing those two costs together and making choices of food that builds the immune system, builds your detox and your antioxidant and inflammatory systems, anti-inflammatory systems that keep you healthy and prevent chronic ailments like diabetes from showing up. You decide which costs more. Coming back to the example I gave of the gentleman who is now just about blind, his medical bills are significant. And his daughter and son-in-law are having each difficulty managing his medical bills. And so when we look at the economics of health or agriculture, it is very myopic to look at it from only one perspective, cheap food. You fail to look at the other end of that spectrum, the other end of the spectrum, the healthcare costs. In the olden days, they were both one. Now you've split them up. And so you want cheap food, it's there, available, you can afford it, till the disease shows up later and then you're paying that cost later. And you don't make the connection that, my goodness, these two things are actually one. That's why, to some degree, I'd say modern medicine, it fails to address the issue of agricultural inputs. It's woefully inadequate. It's not meeting the needs of the 21st century. Let me hear your comments on the economics of diabetes as it applies to our other health issues, agriculture, health expenditure. 0700-923-923-923. There's a saying our esteemed nutritionist loves to say. If you say organic food is too expensive, she asks, have you seen the cost of taking care of cancer? Have you seen the cost of treating diabetes? Have you seen the cost of illness? 0700-923-923-923. Let's move to the other issue that is burning a lot of pages on online regarding COVID. Several weeks or several months ago, the federal government threatened that if employees don't get vaccinated by December 1st, things will happen. Some states have threatened it, such as those states, and have carried out. A lot of companies today are insisting their employees must be vaccinated. And if you don't, some countries around the world are making things very difficult for those who are unvaccinated. About a month ago, I shared with you there was a month series going on, starting in November, called To Vaccinate or Not, exploring all vaccines, starting with COVID, looking at the health benefits, the risks, adverse reactions, the politics and the economics, as well as the legality and ethics, and also the opportunities for our local sector, healthcare sector, agri sector, wellness sector, to benefit from and be players in this arena. Many of us who go to more accurate sites to get information are seeing devastating numbers coming out of countries that are heavily vaccinated. Israel is one of them. The UK is showing up also. Numbers crossing 50-60% of those who are currently hospitalized are vaccinated. Numbers coming out of Gibraltar and Seychelles. And now we've been forced to get a vaccine that is being shown not to decrease hospitalization in countries where it's heavily, where they've almost reached or they've surpassed herd immunity. So-called herd immunity, if you believe that word, herd immunity. That's under whitewash, that word. Now we're hearing of this, is it Omicron? Some new variant. So the first one was Alpha. Based on Alpha, they made the vaccines. Now you have Beta, you have Gamma, you have Epsilon, you have Lambda, and now it's Omicron. When would all the variants stop? Of course they will not stop, because that's how nature works. Viruses have been around with us for eons, as well as their variants. So hello, what's new? The vaccine was made based on the so-called Alpha 1. Now they say it doesn't protect you against Delta, doesn't protect you against Omicron or Lambda, whichever other one comes out of Botswana, South Africa, whatever country they want to blame in Africa. And what do? We get all scared and all fearful and all scared and run and inject some more vaccine that are, frankly, outdated. Vaccines that are not effective against these so-called variants, if you believe that variant story. But if you believe it, that's how nature works. RNA vaccines, we've known, they mutate very quickly and very easily. That's why the flu shots in the U.S., for the most part, don't work. I've given you my personal story of the flu shot in the U.S. as a doctor there. I took it for about 3 years in a row, and I got sick every year I took it. And each of those years, they missed the variant. So what was in the vaccine was different from the variant that showed up that year. Let me repeat. What was in the vaccine was different from the variant that showed up that year? Because it is guesswork to try and predict what variant is coming in the next flu season. So why did I get sick? Because I took a shot that had a variant? Possibly. Or could it have been the excipients, the adjuvants that are put into the vaccine? Things like aluminum, thimerosal, which has mercury in it, other chemicals, antibiotics, or remnants from the cultures, such as monkey brain, kidneys of certain animals, aborted fetal tissue? Is it all those things in the vaccine that have caused me to fall ill, or those to fall ill when they get the flu shots? No one has a right to force you to be part of an experiment. And if your employer is forcing you to do so, give them a letter to sign that they will take responsibility for any adverse effect, any illness or death that occurs, or loss of pregnancy that occurs from taking the vaccine. You want to learn more about this whole issue? Join us. Send a message, send a WhatsApp to 0809-887.
Hello, Dr. Jure.
4455. Wellness Half Hour, good afternoon.
Dr. Jure, it's me here to be back from you. Doctor, isn't it possible for the wellness practitioners in the medical field in Nigeria, near Africa, to come together? We can have a teaching hospital for African medicine. Because I, for instance, I'm a journalist, I find it difficult to believe, to agree that we should be aping every procedure that the Western world, you know, carry out on their system, because we don't live in the same environment. Our weather and so on are different. Well, the great deal you're doing, you know, there's a Reverend Father in Edo State, Reverend Adodo, who I've met, who is into this field of, you know, cultivating our vegetables, our plants, for our wellness. So I think, wouldn't it be better for you practitioners to impress on the government to set up like teaching hospitals for our own medical plants are here. Good afternoon.
Much appreciated the comment sharing about Father Dodo and the need for teaching centers, that teaching hospitals where we utilize this indigenous knowledge and knowledge from the wellness space. Totally agree with you, and it is in the works. The discussions are in the works. In the interim, we are pushing for side-by-side practices. You go to certain parts of the world like China and India, you can step into the purely conventional clinics, you can step into the more unconventional centers. That has just begun to occur here. We have some strong folks on the Lagos State Traditional Medicine Board. We have folks who, like myself, who bridge conventional and the unconventional and are practicing it with success in reversing chronic diseases, diabetes, high blood pressure, and a few others. So it's gradually in the works. There's a lot of enlightenment that will occur on the journey of our counterparts or conventional, of the media systems, the journalist inclusive. It's in the works, and I appreciate that comment. You can always reach me later and we can discuss this further. For those who want to join the last week of the 1 month to vaccinate or not vaccinate series, send a WhatsApp number to, send a WhatsApp message to 0809-887-4455. 0809-887-4455. And if you want to send me a message directly, you can do 0809-660-4455. Wellness Half Hour, it's all about our health from a perspective that gives reverence to the source of our being. Everything he needs, all we need for health and wellness, he has given us. Our Father has given us air, water, sunshine, laughter, gratitude, forgiveness. I think I missed one of them out there. Sleep, very important one, and fitness, exercise, they're all free. Diabetes, economics of diabetes. Make the right choice early on so you don't pay a price for health or medications later. This is Dr. Patrick Ejewere. Send that message to us on 0809-887-4455 and join us this week as we explore opportunities in the COVID arena for our local industries, healthcare, agriculture, and wellness. Thank you very much, and stay tuned for Saying It With Music with Uncle Sonny Rabal.